So we find the wine of emptiness in the tavern of ruin, samsara.
Last year I admired wines. This, I'm wandering inside the red world.
So, as you know, wine is not to be rushed. Wine has to ferment, to age, to mature. And fermentation is one of the oldest symbols for human transformation. And another symbol of human transformation is cooking. So in a lot of Zen stories, you hear about people being cooked. And Rumi also talks about being cooked. He says, my life in three phases. I was raw, I got cooked, I burned.
A chickpea leaps almost over the rim of the pot where it's being boiled. Why are you doing this to me? The cook knocks him down with the ladle. Don't you try to jump out. You think I'm torturing you. I'm giving you flavour so you can mix with spices and rice and be the lovely vitality of a human being. Eventually, the chickpea will say to the cook, boil me some more. Hit me with the skimming spoon. I can't do this by myself.
So the cook is Rumi's teacher, and the cook is discipline. Rumi's intoxication starts in discipline. He cooks himself, then burns with his love for God. His practice starts in the sphere of self and world. He fasts.
There's a hidden sweetness in the stomach's emptiness. Be emptier and cry like the reed instrument's cry.
He goes without sleep.
Don't go to sleep one night. What you most want will come to you then. Warmed by the sun inside, you'll see wonders.
And he lives in poverty.
Last night my teacher taught me the lesson of poverty. Having nothing and wanting nothing. I am a naked man, standing inside a mine of rubies, clothed in red silk.
And Shams, Rumi's friend and teacher, is a dervish. And dervish means one who is poor, so one who is poor in God. And it's very interesting that Shams keeps his poverty secret. I really like this idea of keeping your poverty secret. So he stays in merchant's accommodation and he has this great big padlock on his door. And then when you go in, he's just got this straw mat on the floor. So the cup wants to be lifted and used, not broken, but carried carefully to the next. For Rumi, the body isn't an opponent. There is only love, in such an abundance that it leaves no space for food, sleep, or shopping. Joanna Macy tells us that me and mine is an obsessive trick of the mind, where it sets itself apart from its physical experience. It is the mind itself that needs to be freed. So this liberation comes not from us separating ourselves from the world of things, but from increasing our awareness of it. So the very notion of tathāta, suchness, is the suchness of things. The reality that we are looking for is the reality of things, the emptiness of things, of the phenomenal world. So it is the particularity of matter, the thingness of things, that is helpful to the mind, returning us again and again to immediate and real experience. So wabi-sabi, my favourite subject, wabi-sabi is a Japanese term for an aesthetic in which the so-called faults of conditioned existence are its beauty. So in wabi-sabi, we enter into a relationship with the world, which allows the world to show us reality. We coax beauty out of ugliness. And wabi-sabi is the beauty of things that are imperfect, impermanent and incomplete. It's a beauty of things modest and humble, of things unconventional. So it's the shape worn into an old stone step. It's the lid of a china sugar bowl that's been very carefully mended. It's a scar on my knee. It's old glass in windows that distorts the view. With wabi-sabi, the beauty is transitory. Things are either emerging out of nothingness or disappearing into nothingness. Therefore, it shows us the nothingness that lies behind all things. Wabi-sabi is springtime and autumn. It's buds and shoots, seed heads, leaf skeletons. It's dusk and dawn. It's every kind of becoming and dissolving. So the mind is to be freed by this disciplined attention to the suchness of things, to the here and now. In these moments, the mind can break through fixations and perceive the living process of which it is a part. For Nagarjuna, emptiness is the fasting of the mind.
When emptiness is possible, everything is possible. Were emptiness not possible, nothing could be possible.
Some nights stay up till dawn, as the moon sometimes does for the sun. Be a full bucket, pulled up the dark way of a well, then lifted out into the light.